Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaman bikum and welcome to the Sanha call-in program on this Monday evening. My name is Faisal Patel. Inshallah, this program will continue until about 8 p.m. this evening. So please do get in your questions as early as possible. We take this opportunity to welcome those listening to us on the various platforms, including the medium wave 1548 platform, DSTV channel 826. Let's not forget audio streaming via our website on Radio Islam. And if you have the smartphones, no matter what brand it is, you can tune in via that medium as well. A myriad of apps via TuneIn and all of other apps as well. The lines will be open, inshallah. My engineer for this evening is Brother Ziad, and he will take your call, 011-854-1548. You can also WhatsApp me on 072-786-1548, 072-786-1548. So I'm just going to repeat that. The number to call, 011-854-1548, WhatsApp 072-786-1548. Any question you may have with regards to whether a product is permissible, not permissible, whether a restaurant is okay to eat, not to eat, or any other issue you may have with regards to halal, haram, you can give us a call and do entertain some of those questions this evening. We do have in studio Mulana Fazreen Muhammad from Sanha, and inshallah he will then answer those questions. Let's welcome Mawlana to the program. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Brother Faisal Patel. And assalamu alaikum to all the listeners of Radio Islam.
Yes, Jazakallah Mawlana for availing us with your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you abundantly for all the efforts. Just a note to the listeners, I hate disappointing anybody. So please do get in your questions as early as possible. I will cut the calls, the live calls at 5-2 because obviously we've got a lot of ads to go through and a lot of other sponsors to go through as well. So at 5-2 we'll cut the calls and we'll try to get as many questions through on WhatsApp as possible as well. So I see they're coming in thick and fast, so let's jump in to the questions. Somebody asking the first question, Mawlana. They sent a picture, so I'm going to have to look at the picture quickly.
Sure.
Is this product halal? You got Orion Choco Pie.
Where is this product manufacturing?
They don't say. From me, it looks like probably Vietnam, perhaps.
Okay, unfortunately, we do not have information on this specific product. If the inquirer can forward the information to our officers, then we may investigate further and assist them, inshallah.
All right. Another question coming through. Salams, Shield, Navya, Playboy, deodorant, and roll-on. Is it okay to use? Okay,
this deodorant product may be used, inshallah.
All right. And then Navya, Lip Care, Total Moisture.
This product is also halal suitable and it may be used.
Okay, and somebody, all the same person asking, Striker and Kasamiya biscuits, are they okay?
Okay, with regards to this product, if they can forward information to our officers, so we may investigate further and assist them, because these products we do case by case, so okay. We have to investigate it further.
Of course, absolutely. So I hope the person that sent in that WhatsApp got that gist of that answer by Mawlana. Somebody else sending a question, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is there a halal bread ahead store in Durban, KwaZulu-Natal?
There is a bakery that is certified in Durban.
Mm-hmm. We asked specifically for halal bread ahead. That's the name of the shop. Bread ahead.
Bread ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No. First time I'm coming across. I'm not sure. So right, if they can phone our officers tomorrow, then we can check on our system and get back to them.
And then somebody else asking a question: are the pies made by bread ahead halal? Well, obviously we're going to have to entertain that question at the Sanha offices. So please follow, send your queries through there to Sanha as well. Somebody asking: Salams, Nutri-Day yogurt halal? If not, which is halal?
With regards to Nutri-Day products, there is four products that we don't approve.
Mm-hmm.
First, Nutri-Day low-fat plain yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Nutri-Day low-fat fruit-flavored yogurt. That's the one with fruit pieces in.
That's okay.
These two are not approved.
Okay.
And also Danone Snacks, S-N-A-X, the one that comes with six small tubs.
Okay,
so these three contains boa and gelatin from unknown origin. The remaining ones like medium smooth flavored and the double cream. Yogurts are halal suitable.
All right, perfect. Another question coming through. Jazakallah for all the questions, by the way, coming thick and fast on WhatsApp. Salams, Mawlana, is Toros jelly halal?
Okay, Toro's cams are not certified by Sanhas, so we're not in a position to give any assurance.
All right. Assalamu alaikum, Malana. Is clover flavored yogurt halal? If yes, which flavors, Jazakallah? Okay.
With regards to clover, the whole range is halal suitable.
All right, perfect. Another question coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Mentos mints. Mentos in pink, lemon, peach, individually packed, Jazakallah.
Okay, this specific variant they mentioned, the pink.
Yeah, the pink one. They call it pink packets in pink. Mentos in packets in pink, lemon, and peach.
Okay, the lemon is halal suitable. Peach is also halal suitable. The pink one, if they can specify whether it's strawberry or strawberry yogurt, because strawberry yogurt contains carmine, thus it's not halal. But the normal strawberry is fine.
All right, perfect. Jazakallah for that answer. We're going to go to the other questions. Another one coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Is purity for babies halal?
With regards to purity products, Sanha approves only the non-meat variant. Mm-hmm. The meat variants are not approved by Sanha.
All right. Another question coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Is the Albany bread rolls and buns halal?
These two products are halal suitable.
Perfect. Assalamu alaikum. Is the non-Nutri-Day yogurt halal? I think we did cover it. Yes. Is Choco... So the Nutri-Day, there were three variants, I think. You said.
And also, Ultramel yogurts falls under Danone.
Right.
So that product is also not approved.
Right. So which ones can they eat in
The medium smooth flavored one, mm-hmm, and the double cream.
All right. And then some same person asking a question.
And also Nutri-Day, they got few new variants. The Greek style, Authenticos, those ones are also halal suitable.
Okay. All right. And then same person asking a question, is Choco Lux chocolate made in Poland halal?
Unfortunately, I do not have information. If they can forward the information to Sanha officers, we may investigate and assist them further.
All right. Somebody asking, Salams, is there a halal authority in Thailand? We are traveling to Phuket and Bangkok later this year.
Okay. There is a certification body that is recognized by Sanha. Mm-hmm. So if the inquirer can send us an email, we can provide them the contact details of this certification body.
All right. So the person that sent in the question, I understand you're traveling to Phuket and Bangkok. Please contact the Sanha officers. Inshallah, they will provide you with all the information you need before your travel. Somebody else sending through a question, Salams, why does water need to be Sanha approved? I noticed on a few bottles the Sanha logo. So somebody's asking why does, water is natural.
Okay,
yeah.
With regards to water, water is being purified, so they use purifying agent. So now this can be from animal bones or it can be from charcoal.
Alright.
So for take our safe side, we need to check whether it is coming from animal bones or is it synthetic agents are being used to filter the water.
Even water is getting complicated these days. Yes. Can you believe it, eh?
And also the other concerns, you know, where it's being bottled, they also sometimes bottle liquor, other haram products.
Yeah. Alright, somebody asking a question, is Vaseline lip care total moisture permissible? I don't think it's allowed because you can't ingest it, but permissible.
Okay, this product is halal suitable.
All right.
With regards to the previous query, someone asked about Bread Ahead.
Yeah, Bread Ahead.
There is no such a store as Bread Ahead, but there is one establishment that is certified by Sanha called Fortified Foods. They are based in New Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they got a pie called Bread Ahead Mutton Pie.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they were inquiring the same product.
So if the person just wants clarity, maybe you can just send out the question. Sure. Maybe it's a specific product that they are referring to or you referring to as well.
Sure.
Another question coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Are delicious products halal? They are found at Clicks.
Okay, with regards to delicious products, we did contact Clicks. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, they haven't given us the required disclosures, so we're not in a position to give any assurance on its halal status.
All right. Remember, listeners, the lines are open. You can call in 011-854-1548. We've got about 7 minutes. About 11 minutes. I'll take some calls until then. So please do call us if you have a query with regards to any, products that you need to consume or need to use as well. Somebody asking, Marf, which jellies does Sanha approve?
With regards to jelly, Fortified Foods, Alifaz, mm-hmm, and Shan Pakistan. These jellies are halal suitable, and also in some shops you do find an imported product called Laziza. Laziza.
L-A-Z-I-Z-A.
Okay. Now this product is also halal suitable.
All right. Another question coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Is Chateau Gâteau in Liberty Mall, Peter Maritzburg halal? It's probably a restaurant.
With regards to Chateau Gâteau, the manufacturing facility is certified by Sanha.
Mm-hmm.
However, the outlets are not certified by Sanha. So our assurance is only for the products that are being manufactured in the manufacturing facility. Mm-hmm. So if someone is buying it from an outlet, if it is in the original packaging, the packaging is not open and it's it bears the Sanha logo, okay, then we can give assurance.
All right. Another question coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Tommy biscuits is halal, number one. And oven fresh biscuits, is they halal? So Tommy biscuits and oven fresh biscuits.
Unfortunately, I can't recall these two products at the moment. So if the inquirer can contact our offices tomorrow, we may assist them further, inshallah.
All right. And then the last question on WhatsApp. Are pecan chocolates halal?
With regards to pecan products, the consumer has to check on the product packaging for the ingredient disclosures. Mm-hmm. If the product is free from gelatin and carmine, that's a colorant that is derived from an insect, so it will be labeled as carmine or E120.
Oh, okay.
So if any beacon product that is free from these two ingredients is halal suitable.
All right. Another question is coming through. Salams I seen at spa shops, spur beef burger patties, are they halal? At a spa outlet, they've seen spur beef burger patties. Are they halal?
Okay. I can't recall offhand what's the status of this product. So if the inquirer can contact our officers tomorrow, we may invest them,
all right,
assist them further, inshallah.
All right. And then another one from the same person is La Creamy in Pretoria, halal.
If they can specify whether it's an outlet or is it...
La Creamy, it sounds like an ice cream shop, perhaps. La Creamy in Pretoria, halal.
Unfortunately, this outlet is not certified by SANA, so we're not in a position to give any assurance.
Right.
Okay, with regards to the previous query on jellies products.
GGG.
Okay, I can mention a few suppliers. Simply Delish, Sundew, Alifas, 45 Foods, and Shan Food Pakistan.
All right.
And the other two products you find in few shops that are halal suitable is Rafan Jelly, R-A-F-H-A-N,
G.
And also Laziza, L-A-Z-I-Z-A.
All right. Somebody asking, Assalamu alaikum, and Amma Bom Bom Sweets, is it halal?
Amma Bom Bom Sweets are halal suitable.
All right. We're getting more WhatsApp questions. We're waiting for callers. 011-854-1548. This is a Sana calling. Well, not calling program. We have Molana in studio with us today. We've got about 17 minutes before we conclude the program. So I'm going to take this caller. Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
G, your question for Molana?
I want to know if Cape Point crumb fish is halal.
Cape Point crumb fish.
Okay, with regards to Cape Point products, Cape Point is a brand that belongs to ShopRite Checkers Group. So at the moment, we do not have information on Cape Point crumb fish products. So if you can forward us an email of the picture of the product, then we may contact the ShopRite and assist you further, inshallah.
And the other fish,
if you can specify the brands, then we may assist you.
Do you have that brand name, brother?
Cape Point also, as the other, do you have no information?
Okay, with regards to Cape Point products, the only product that we have information is Cape Point crumb prawns. With regards to the product, it's halal suitable. But consumable, we have to contact your alim and find out, because there is a difference of opinion when it comes to prawns, consuming prawns for Hanafi mother.
Okay,
Jazakallah for the question. Let's go back to the, we got another caller. Okay, let's just take one WhatsApp, then we go back to the lines. Assalamu alaikum. There is a store called Bread Ahead in Morningside in Durban, and they have a Sanha logo.
Okay, we'll investigate that. If they can phone the offices tomorrow, then we may assist them further.
All right, so please just call the offices and maybe inquire with the offices, inshallah, and then we can then get your query resolved. Let's go back to the lines. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air.
Walaikum salam.
Your question for Molana?
Is Lapak butter and Kerrygold butter halal?
The mentioned butter products, Kerrygold and Lap. What's the other brand
name? What's the other brand name?
Lapak.
Yeah, these two products are halal suitable.
And Pringles?
Pringles that are made in Malaysia are halal suitable. However, now you find certain variants are manufactured in South Africa. With regards to these products that are manufactured in South Africa, we do not have information.
Jazakallah.
Ameen. Jazakallah for the question. We're going to go to the WhatsApp line. We have a number of questions to go through. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is Snow Heaven in Welcome Free State halal?
Snow Haven.
Yeah, I'm sure it's an ice cream shop perhaps as well. Snow Haven in Welkom, Free State.
Unfortunately, we don't have information. If they can forward, contact our offices tomorrow, we may assist them further.
All right, the person is typing a question, so as soon as they give us more information, we'll try to answer that. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. When is Sana going to get a WhatsApp number? Most of us don't have email, Jazakallah. Do you have a WhatsApp number?
We do have a WhatsApp number, but that is only for broadcast, not for inquiries.
So you don't have inquiries number.
No.
But the listener, if you do have Twitter, you can go to Twitter and even send
Instagram.
The Instagram and Twitter as well at Sana. You can check it out there as well. And inshallah, they can then try to address your query. Somebody sending through a question, is fries nuggets halal? Fries nuggets.
No, unfortunately, I can't recall this product, so if you can contact our offices tomorrow, we may assist them further, inshallah.
All right, another question coming through. Salams, is the Rascal's Juice Concentrate halal?
Rascal's Juice Concentrate, I'm not sure about this product. However, Rascal's Sweets is not approved by SANA because it contains gelatin.
All right.
So if they can phone our offices tomorrow, we may assist them further, inshallah.
All right, another question coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Please tell me if Perfect Water based in Durban, Berea halal, their water purification plant.
Plain water, is it a plain water or are they asking about a flavored water?
They're asking for the name of the company, Perfect Water, based in Durban, Berea halal.
So the plain water is halal suitable.
All right.
And with regards to that bread ahead query, there is a outlet called Bread Mill in Durban.
Jeez.
So that is certified by SANA, so I don't know if they're referring to the same establishment as Bread Ahead.
All right. Another one coming through, Salams, is Woolworths Chicken halal?
As for chickens from Woolworths, we cannot give any assurance because it's a meat product. So if any meat product that is not certified by SANA, we're not in a position to give any assurance.
All right. Another question coming through, assalamu alaikum, is...
And also, Woolworths, they source their products from myriad of suppliers.
All right.
So it is possible that if they are getting their chicken from a SANA certified establishment under their brand name, it might have our logo on. But I'm just saying if it, in general, we can't give any assurance.
All right. And then a question coming through on WhatsApp before we go to the caller. Assalamu alaikum, is Solen or Solen Max Bar Chocolates halal?
Unfortunately, we do not have information on this product. If the inquirer can forward the information to our offices, we may assist them further, inshallah.
All right, let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum, you're live on air.
Wa alaikum salam.
Ji, uncle, your question for Mulana?
Is Dragon Ultra Cane halal?
The energy drink.
That's right.
Ji, with regards to Dragon energy drink, we have contacted the manufacturers. Unfortunately, they haven't given us any information, so we're not in a position to give any assurance.
All right. I mean, Jazakallah for the question, uncle. I really appreciate it. Let's go back to the WhatsApps. Is original Pringles halal too?
As for Pringles products, the ones that are made in Malaysia are halal suitable. As for the ones that are made in South Africa, we do not have information.
All right. Somebody asking, Muslim are only allowed WhatsApp. Not sure what they mean. Muslim are only allowed WhatsApp, so probably the upper who's querying it can only WhatsApp. She can't go to Twitter and social media. If you can't do that, then I think the next best thing is to just call in.
Call,
and inshallah, maybe one of the alims there will able to assist you with your query. I'm going to maybe speak to Sana, inshallah. Maybe they can get a WhatsApp number. They can entertain some of these queries, inshallah. Somebody asking a question. Is this halal? They sent a picture of it. It's from India. It's called Tiffany Deluxe Toffee from India.
Unfortunately, we do not have information on this product. If they can contact our offices tomorrow, we may advise them further.
All right. Let's go back to the lines. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air.
Alaikum salam.
See your question for Mulana.
Is Krispy Kreme donut halal?
Krispy Kreme. Okay.
Krispy Kreme donut outlets are not certified by SANA, so we're not in a position to give any assurance on the outlets nor on their products.
And Flings?
Flings.
Flings. Did you say Flings?
Yes. Flings is halal suitable.
Jazakallah.
I mean, Jazakallah for the question. Let's go back to the WhatsApp. Are liquid fruit juices halal?
Yes, it is halal suitable.
All right. Last question on WhatsApp. Salams, is Kauai halal?
Huh?
Kauai. Did I pronounce it correctly? K-U-A-I, Kauai, is that how you pronounce it? I think they an outlet to sell juices and all lot of other stuff.
Unfortunately, we don't have information on this outlet. Eh?
All right. We just got about 7 minutes left. I've closed the lines. If there's any WhatsApp that needs to come through, please do send it now. I'm going to terminate the program at about 57. So because we've got some ads and obviously sponsors to go through. But I just want to query something from my side.
Sure.
I seen an advert in the Indonesia Times where the Empress Palace apologized.
Sure. Yeah.
Why are they apologizing? What actually happened there? Maybe you can just give us a simple answer.
Okay, with regards to this, Emperor's Palace owns this whole place where they have a restaurant, they have hotels, and they have a conference.
Mm.
So inside this Emperor's Palace is a part of a restaurant, is Primavera.
Ji.
So Primavera was certified by Sanha and there is full-time supervision.
Mm.
Also, when there is certain conference, when it takes place, their food will be supplied from Primavera and there will be supervision, so this product, this food will be Sanha certified.
Mm.
So there was an advert that taken out by Emperor's Palace, that the Emperor's Palace is certified by Sanha.
Oh, okay.
So due to that, they apologized and they took an announcement out saying they use Sanha logo erroneously.
Yeah, I got a lot of questions about this, dear listeners. So maybe just let's put it into perspective. There is a restaurant that is halal in Emperor's Palace and not the entire Emperor's Palace. Don't get confused there. The restaurant that's halal is Primavera, is that correct?
Yes, Primavera.
All right, the rest of Empress is not certified by Sanha. You're not going to get a gambling place that's certified by Sanha. Anyway, last two questions I'm going to take.
The reason for certifying it is also a lot of conference take place there, so at least we can facilitate a halal meal for them.
Gee. All right, quickly, we're going to take last two questions on WhatsApp. Which gelatin is halal?
With regards to gelatin, the Eckelweiss gelatin,
mm-hmm.
and also there is another supplier, Fencam.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another two more suppliers. If they can contact our offices, I can mention, because I can't call off now.
Of course, absolutely. And then a final question for this evening, inshallah, if there's any more queries, you can call in next week again or contact the Sanha offices directly. Assalamu alaikum, is Haribo gums permissible to consume?
With regards to Haribo gums, this product contains bovine gelatin from unknown origin.
Mm-hmm.
We did contact the manufacturers, however, they didn't give us information. So due to that, we're not in a position to give any assurance.
All right, let's take one more. Somebody asking, is Zahra gelatin allowed?
Okay, if they can contact our offices tomorrow, we may investigate and assist them further, inshallah.
All right, dear listeners, unfortunately, we're going to have to conclude the program there. If you do have any queries, and unfortunately, we can't entertain it on this program because due to time limitations, you can call the Sanha offices tomorrow, inshallah, and they will then try to assist you as to the best of their ability. But on behalf of Radio Islam, I just want to take the opportunity to say jazakallah for your time.
Ameen.
Allah reward you, inshallah.
Ameen, inshallah. And we also got an announcement from our side that, inshallah, Sanha annual general meeting will be taking place in Cape Town this year.
Mm-hmm.
It will be taking place on the 2nd of November 2019 at 10 a.m.
All right.
At Taronga Road Masjid Hall. We invite everyone, and also we ask everyone to be present to witness the public presentation that will be
taking place
soon, inshallah.
Right. Just before we conclude.
And also the guest of honor will be Mr. Muhammad Mohammadi. He's the director of Transnet.
Oh, okay. Just to quickly give the contact numbers for our listeners.
If you have any query, you may contact our offices. We open from 8:30 a.m. till 5 p.m. on 0861-786-111, or you can send us an email on helpline@sanha.org.za. Or post your queries on our Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter.
All right. That concludes the Sanha program. Malana Jazakallah for your time.
Ameen.
And inshallah, we hope to speak to you next week again.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Shalai barakatuh. That concludes the Sanha program. We're going to be going for a short Nazm break, and then thereafter, we'll have the news bulletin with Brother Faisal Patel. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International.